Carl and Bill and I used to sleep in the same room. It was the right gable room, which is next to the attic. But now I live in the left gable room, which Grandmother used to have. I'll tell you more about that later. Sometimes it's a lot of fun to live in the same room as your brothers, but only sometimes. One thing that was fun was when we lay in bed at night and told each other ghost stories. But it was scary, too. Carl told such awful ghost stories, and I was so scared that I had to lie under the blanket a long, long time afterward. Bill doesn't tell ghost stories. He only talks about the adventures that he's going to have when he grows up. Then he is going to America, where the Indians live, and become an Indian chief. One night when Carl had told an awful story about a ghost who went around in a house and moved all the furniture, I was so scared that I thought I would die. It was almost dark in the room, and my bed stood very far away from the boys. All of a sudden, one of the chairs started jumping back and forth. I thought it was the ghost who had come to our house, too, and was moving our furniture, and I yelled as loud as I could. Then I heard them giggling over in their beds. And do you know what they had done? They had tied strings to the chair and were pulling it back and forth to make it jump. It's just like them. I got mad at first, but then I couldn't help laughing. When you sleep in the same room as your brothers and they are bigger than you are, you're never allowed to decide anything. For one thing, it was always Carl who decided when the light should be turned out at night. When I wanted to read, Carl wanted to turn out the light and tell ghost stories. When I wanted to sleep, Carl and Bill left the light on to play old maid. Carl could turn out the light whenever he wanted to from his bed. He had put a piece of cardboard around the light switch, and to the cardboard he had fastened a string that stretched to his bed. It's quite a clever arrangement, but I can't really describe it because I'm not going to be one of those whirl-around trundle bolt engineers. I don't know what that is, but Carl says it's something very fancy that he's going to be when he grows up. And you have to be able to put pieces of cardboard around light switches to become one. Bill has always said he's going to be an Indian chief. But the other day I heard him say that he was going to be an engineer on a train. So perhaps he's changed his mind. I don't quite know what I'm going to be, but probably a mother, because I like little babies. I have 6 dolls that are my children. Soon I'll be too big to play with dolls. My, it's going to be sad to get that big. The prettiest doll I ever had was called Bella, but I gave her away some time ago to a little girl who was very sick. Bella had blue eyes and blonde curly hair. She lay in her bed with a pink blanket and sheets that Mommy had made. One day when I was going to lift Bella out of bed, I found that she had a mustache and a beard. Carl and Bill had painted them on with a piece of charcoal. So you see some of the reasons that I'm very glad I don't sleep in their room anymore. Middle Farm and South Farm are terribly close together. And when you look out of Carl's and Bill's window, you can see right into Olaf's room. Daddy thinks that the people who built the houses should have left a little more room between. But Bill and Olaf think they're just fine the way they are. There is a fence between Middle Farm and South Farm, and beside the fence is a huge linden tree. Its branches stretch from Carl's and Bill's window all the way to Olaf's. When the boys want to call on one another, they just climb right through the tree. This is much faster than to run down the stairs, out through the gate, in through the next gate, and up the stairs. Once our daddy and Olaf's daddy wanted to cut down the tree because it made the room so dark. But the boys nagged so terribly and begged them so hard not to do it that they left it standing. And it still stands there.